A day of insects returned to Ryman Gardens, and admirers, both amateur and professional, were attracted to the annual event like bees to honey. Nathan Brockman is curator of the Butterfly Wing.
Insects are always positive and should never get a bad rap because the bulk of them are good guys, not bad guys.
There was very little good to be said about one of the star insects that made its first appearance yesterday, a display of the emerald ash borer, which has already ravaged tens of millions of ash trees to the east of Iowa. Entomologist Laura Jesse wore an emerald-colored sweater to show respect for the tiny Asian beetle.
Really, what you can admire about the emerald ash borer, its ability or probably good luck to come to a completely new continent and survive the environment, survive the winters, get established, and start reproducing. And you have to admire them in a little bit, at least a little bit.
From here in Story County, the emerald ash borer has just been confirmed in adjacent Jasper County. Don Lewis is an Iowa State University entomologist.
Disappointed, but not surprised. I think of the old game Whack-a-Mole, where it just pops up in a new spot where you didn't have it before. That's what it's going to be forever, I think, is it's not going to move osmotically across the state. It's just going to pop up.
One participant hopes we have learned something. Danielle Wirth describes herself as a lifelong environmentalist.
Perhaps had we paid more attention to biological diversity when these trees are being planted, we would have had a more diverse population of urban and suburban trees and not be in the position now where people are anxious to cut down every last living ash tree.
The ash tree eating insect is having its way in Iowa, and Lewis expects its legacy will be similar to the Dutch elm disease.
We'll still be talking about emerald ash borer 50 or 60 years from now in a reflective sort of a way that we had ash trees and now we don't, and it was this shiny green insect that caused it, and then we'll quickly go on and talk about the next problem.
Natural predators include wasps and woodpeckers, but they won't be able to slow the invading emerald ash borer. The only thing that will squash this bug, according to entomologist Laura Jesse, is when it runs out of food. In Ames, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.